Were there many people on the other side too?
Well, mostly here, I mean, in Canada. There are more on the other side.
Then, yeah.
Yeah, but anyway.
Would the people from Laconia, from Arcadia, or from Migracia, would they?
There wasn't many of them. You see?
There were more from Macedonia?
Talking today, there is lots of them. And those days, they were mostly. There was a, I think, local. Some of them, there was a, what do you call them? Saracachans, you know, Saracachanes, yeah.
There were Saracachans?
No, there, sure.
Here
there
in Toronto?
Yes. Diana Switz, you have Acoustic Diana Switz.
Bukidis,
they're all dead now.
Yeah.
Bukidis dead.
Yeah. Is he Saracachan? No.
Sure, they are. They couldn't even sign their names, man, in the big millionaires. Sure. There were three brothers.
There
was Charlie, he was the honest man, Charlie. Gus, he was the smartest one, and he couldn't sign his name, he couldn't speak English.
This is Bukidis, eh?
Bukidis.
And he was a Saracatan.
Sure, there was lucky, they all from there, I don't know where. From
there.
Yeah, mind you, Basil, all this, well, the Devon ice cream,
yeah.
I know them all.
Why would they not give you a job? You could speak Greek to them.
Why? Why should I work for them? I was in business when they are in business.
Yeah, but when you first came over, you didn't have a job.
Yeah, my friend, but nobody. Some of them, they was in business that time. There was few Carey brothers. They had the shoeshine and parlors. They had the billiard. And Diana, yes, they had Diana, but who's going to be first? There was a few Greeks, you know, they all got the supply of them people, you know, on the jobs. There wasn't too many. George Basil, that was the oldest brother. He died just a while ago. And Vasily, he was the smart guy now, Vasily. He got all that property then, you see. And Harry, he's a stock market man. He never went into business. That's the youngest brother. I know them all, you know. And Bukidis, well, they're two brothers. One brother, they double cross him or something. Probably I shouldn't say that.
No, go ahead. Say whatever you want.
And the UN States, Detroit.
Detroit.
They never had him back. Here was only Bukidis and Charlie. Charlie was running Diana on the Yonkin Queen. And what do you call him? Bukidis was the head guy all over, you know.
See, I find it very strange that here you are for about 2 or 3 months and you cannot, you know, you do not have anything to eat practically. You have no job, no nothing. And you go from door to door begging for a job. And you wouldn't go to, you know, and none of the Greeks would give you anything to, you know, to do something.
Well,
as a bus boy or something?
Nobody took us. Nobody explained us. We don't know. I mean, you can't speak English. You can't speak to go in the store to work. You know,
but yeah, but you could speak Greek.
There is, yes. But there is, we figured if you go in the business, I mean, we're scared to go in and look at the store, see. Because you figure you have to speak English to go in, you know. I mean, that's the way.
You were scared of the English, then?
Because you can't speak the language. And how are you going to go and look a job in the stores?
But could you speak Greek then?
Yes, but who knows that they're going to accept us?
Oh, well, didn't you ask in church?
Because nobody tell you. Nobody. There's no such a thing to help you. No. I mean,
well, when you went to church,
yeah.
You went to the Greek church on Bond Street.
Yes.
On Jarvis Street.
Still that little house is there, the church.
Yeah. On the first church, in Jarvis Street.
Mm-hmm.
Did you not ask for a job from the priest?
No.
Why?
Well,
nobody
tell us anything about it. You know, you can't think those kind of things when you're a kid. Eh? I mean, I was only a kid. Eh? Now, the older people, for God's sake, they can't even speak English themselves. there was art one. They used to tell us, go and get a 5-pound beans, right? And we'll go, 5-pound beans, 5-pound beans. I shouldn't say this, that. And I'm going to the store, you understand? And I go to the store, I forgot the beans. I said, and I keep on saying, 5-pound beans, and I'm walking. So when I reach the store, I lost it.
What store? Italian store?
Doesn't matter what kind of store I'm in.
Any store.
Generally, we go to a certain store, and we're all there, see? And I go there, because they know us, you know? And yes, boy, because I wore a couple of years here, the short pants, you know, and little socks right up to this. That time, it was no style now.
Yeah. Okay.
That time was... Yes, boy. So they had drawers, you know, in the counter there. Beans, rice, lentils, all short things. You know. Yeah. I said, okay. Yeah.
That one.
How much? 5 pounds. Get a lot of things. Father goes to get a stamp. Well, stamps, you know, they're all the pictures, eh?
Yeah.
No, they got all kind, by that time, all pictures. And he goes to the barbershop. Goes to the barbershop, he says, you want a stamp? And the guys, he sit them on the chair there, in the barber chair. He put the things, get the soap, you know. Now, you want a stamp? But he get the soap, he's going to shave him, because he says, you know, shave. So the guy goes, you know, and he's going to change now, see, he's going to get the razor. And the guy thought, he says, Jesus, this guy going to shave me. He says, so what I'm going to do is maybe I have not enough money. So he throw the things, you know, and run. And the barber start looking at him. He says, what is this guy? Is he going crazy or something, you know? But the guy want to stomp the poor guy, and he... Those things used to happen. Oh.